Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Hermetic Hour. I'm your host, Poke Runyon. And tonight we announce the release to associate members of our latest DVD video production, Pathworkings of Magic. Now, this project has been in the works for some time and required considerable technical, audio, and visual effort to accomplish. It is a completely unique and original approach to magical training. We are providing hypnotic visionary journeys to the magical inner planes, just the way you would experience them in an OTA temple, but on your TV or your computer screen. Now we use traditional Tatwa symbols, the same narrative scripts that we use in the lodge room, and the same hypnotic induction. The entry scenes for this production were filmed in Montsulvat Temple using the Soul Door Dark Mirror. All four basic elemental pathworkings, air, earth, fire, and water, are included, with the attention points and the detailed instructions. Now, because these programs do require a proper attitude and discipline to be effective, they are not offered to the public. Associate members may order the video as part of their instruction. So, if you want to find out how you can journey to magical realms through your own small screen, tune in and we will turn you on. And, of course, we will also turn you on to the Associate Member Program because that is how you're going to be able to get this, this very, very, very good production, by the way. So, let's get right on into this. This is a project that we have been planning and projecting for at least 3 years. We've been talking about doing this. Now, the reason is that pathworkings are a very, very important part of our magical curriculum. And we've been doing them ever since 1971, when we were introduced to the system by John Brooks, who has studied under the Sikh master, Paul Singh. And he gave us a demonstration of one of Kripal Singh's pathworkings. And John was a good hypnotist, and this pathworking, we were so impressed by this that I realized that pathworkings were very, very important. And so I knew that we had to have a Kabbalistic version of what Kripal Singh had developed. Now, in case some of you don't recognize the Kripal Singh, you probably have heard of Ekankar. Well, Ekankar was the production that was developed by Paul Twitchell. And Paul was a student of Kripal Singh. Now, Kripal Singh had a kind of a cordial parting with Paul Twitchell, and told Paul that he didn't want him referring to Kripal Singh by name, so Paul called him his secret master. The reason for that was that Kripal Singh believed that path workings were instructive and should be controlled. He did not want students wandering off the path into other realms when they were still in training. That was supposed to be a very advanced kind of a thing as far as Kripal Singh was concerned. So that's why they had a parting ways on that. But Ekankar, as you probably recall, is very effective, and so this our path working system was inspired by the same original master. Now I'm going to read in our path working booklet, by the way, which comes with the four path working set DVD set. And it's just one DVD, but it has four path workers on it. We have a booklet in there that's very nicely illustrated. It has a map from Adams's Quest in full color, map of the paths, kind of a, it's a pictorial map of the paths. And in the booklet, which I will read to you, it describes what you're getting, what you're going to do. It says, order path workings were inspired by the soul travel system of the late Sikh master Kripal Singh. It should be noted that Kripal was the same anonymous Eastern adept who taught Tiger Fang Paul Twitchell. This method was introduced to us in 1971 by our own Fred Apollinaeus, who had studied with Kripal. I then produced a series of Kabbalistic scripts on the same model, which are unique to our tradition. The system emphasizes attention points along the paths. These symbolic oracular devices are designed to invoke special knowledge from the deep mind of each participant. A critique immediately following the operation is essential to log the impressions. Otherwise, they are soon forgotten in the same way that dreams are lost if not quickly written down. These path workings are nothing less than astral initiations and should never be undertaken lightly. For a theoretical commentary, see the editorial in T7R Volume 3, Number 1. That's one of the old T7Rs that we will be reprinting before too long. And for a pictorial map of our Ot-Khaim paths, see Adamson's Quest. Of course, that's our Kabbalistic novel, which is in the same issue. And I've reprinted that map here in the booklet in color, and it's very picturesque. You have the Citadel of Hod, the Library of the Ages, the Colossus of Yasod, the Island of the Dark Mother, and all the island and the City of the Dead, and the Valley of the Bones, and the Salamanders, and the Land of Fire, and the beautiful Temple of Venus on the island of Detsak. And this is, a kind of an adult fairyland in a lot of ways. Now, to get further on into this, instruction for lower triad path workers. Before I get into that, let me say this. We have found that it's necessary in the pathworking program to do all four elements because, as I'm sure most of you realize, hermetic magic is very much oriented toward the four cardinal signs of astrology, the four cardinal elements, the air, earth, fire, water. And there is a kind of a shortcoming in the Hebrew Kabbalah where they only have 22 letters instead of 24. So they ended up with three elements, and they had to use Saturn for Earth. But this kind of ended up with the three elements down at the bottom of the tree. And then they stuck air way up at the top of the tree, but we decided that we would, well, we would kind of take a jump up there and do the air one, because we needed to do all four elements to begin with. We need to start off with the four elements. So actually, we made the air element the lightest and perhaps the most the easiest of the three path work. It's the most accessible, even though you had to jump up all the way at the top of the tree to do it. But we did that, and we did that so we could get by that shortcoming. By the way, we've solved that shortcoming also. We added two. When we converted Hebrew to Phoenician, we kind of called it Atlantean, and we added two letters. We added a zero in front of the Hebrew 22 because it didn't have a zero, and then we doubled tau and made it omega and added that at the end. That way we get all the way around the zodiac, and we could make up for the that two letter deficiency in the system, and so we got that solved. But still, our three elemental path workers. That's Earth, which is right straight up the middle, in a 30-second path. And then we have, Fire, which is over from Malkuth to Hod, and that's the 31st. And then, of course, the 29th is over there from Malkuth up to Nitzhak. And that's water, so that takes you to the water. And then, as I say, we go up to the top of the tree up there, and we're the fool where the fool prances around, and we do air to start you off, going to get you acclimated. That's the geography of it anyway. Now, temple path workings are usually done in a circle, with the participants lying in a ground star configuration on their backs, heads together, looking up into a suspended circular convex mirror. Now, of course, you can see this shown in our introductory video, the Rites of Magic, which, by the way, you get the Rites of Magic automatically when you send in your $10 with your letter of application. When we send you your application and you fill it out and you send it back. And with your $10, then we send you your certificate and your cattle and your coupons for all 50% off on all our books and everything, and then we send you a copy of the Rites of Magic video, which is a 90-minute video, and you get that and your booklet and everything. It's quite a nice little package. But so in Rites of Magic, we show you this ground star configuration, and we show you the great big suspended convex mirror hanging down over the pathworking participants. So that's the way we do it at Rivendell. But at Montsalvat, that's kind of hard to do if you're gonna be sitting looking at a computer screen or at a or at a television screen. That you're watching a DVD on, so we opted in the our video version here. We opted for the Soul Door at Montsalvat Temple. Now you've seen the Soul Door at Montsalvat Temple. If you've seen Beyond Lemuria, you've seen it. It's a kind of an Egyptian arch. It goes from floor to ceiling, and there's this great big dark mirror. A walk-through dark mirror, which has the universe, sparkling out there and all of that. It's just beautiful. And so we decided that it would be good for the video version to use this old door so you can sit. You can sit at your computer screen, or you can sit in front of your TV. So that was how we did it there. I mean, of course, we do that anyway. We use that configuration in the temple also, so we're not making any compromise here. Now the participants, and this is we're talking about back to the scripture. We're talking about the in the temple workings. The participants should wear black robes, and dark-colored pillows should be provided. That's if you're on the floor. The mirror suspended waist high also serves as an altar top. The black surface should be covered with a cloth the color of the destination, Sephira. A candle should illuminate the tarot trump of the path, and the incense burner should be lighted with the perfume of the spirit hand. The invocation to the sphere and a hermetic caduceus chant ending at the chakra should precede the assumption of the ground star position. The upright solar can also be used for path workings, as we were doing it in the video. Now, hypnotic induction is the same for all path workings. Also, and it's also for time travel operations, and that's a very interesting subject which we'll get into at some future time. The operator begins with deep breathing exercises and a muscular tensing and relaxing sequence, and he or she then focuses attention on the tatwa. Now, the tatwa symbols, as most of you know, they were adopted from an Eastern system by the Golden Dawn, and they've been used as entries, as hypnotic entry points or portals into the astral plane for quite some time. So a tatwa symbol or constellation, if we're doing time travel, and which is on the mirror above or on the soul door, and the tour leader says in a soft voice, "The mirror is suspended in space and time. From within our temple, it opens out upon the vast darkness of the universe. It is a portal between dimensions. It is the gateway to realms beyond. And by the name and power of," and here you put in the isoluthic attribution of the destination, "I declare the gate now open." And the operator then instructs the others to relax completely while continuing to stare at the symbol above or ahead of them on the shoulder. And they are told that all the muscles and tendons in their feet are relaxing. The wave of comfortable numbness is creeping up from their feet through the ankles and into the calves, leaving everything below soft, heavy, and inert. This technique is continued up through the entire body, with special attention paid to the tension-collecting areas in the small of the back and the neck, until even the face and the scalp are anesthetized, and at this point the attention is again directed to the symbol in the mirror, and the participants are told, "Your physical body is now completely inert and asleep, but your spiritual body is alert and alive, straining to be released. Your physical eyelids are very heavy, and I will count down from 10 to 1. And as I count, your physical eyes will close, and your spiritual eyes will open." Now, those of you who may be kind of sliding down here, let me wake you up a little bit because I don't want you to slide away. Intersperse a number count with continuing suggestions. Your physical eyes are nearly closed now, but your spiritual eyes are truly open. You see the gateway in your mind's eye. The mirror looms larger and larger. Your physical eyelids close now. And in the name of the Archangel, this is the Priadic attribution, "I open the portal of the universe," the number of the path, "and the sphere of," and the sphere of the path, "and now you fly inward toward the tatwa symbol and on through the dark mirror into the realm beyond." Now, that's how we do it. But, so when you close your eyes, and when you're watching this video, all of this is what we've just done, is dramatically done right in the temple, and we're in Montsalvat, and I'm wearing my robe, and I'm up there telling you about it, and you're seeing the whole temple, and you see the Tatwa, and it's just like you're sitting there, and you're listening to my voice, and you're going in. But when you close your eyes, at the point when I tell you to close your eyes, and you're staring at the Tatwa, that's when you will close your eyes. But if you were to open your eyes at any point during the path working, you would see our Lemurian vortex swirling around in the particular color of the path that you're going to. And the idea of that, of course, is that that vortex, if your eyes should open, that vortex will get you right back in, and you know, your eyes will close and you'll go right back into it. Now, along that line, we also have a drone. We have a drone behind the voice, and the drone will also help you keep in the trance state. Now, special instructions for using the Path Workings of Magic DVD. The video version of our first four Path Workings has been created especially for our associate member program, but it can be used by regular active temples for required training leading to second degree, providing they conduct at least one Path Working of the series in temple for each student before passing him or her to the second degree. And it is also recommended that all members train themselves in self-hypnosis before using the DVD. Students are required to log information gained at each attention point in order to satisfy the pathworking requirement. And using the video version, this may take several sessions on the same path to satisfy the requirement. Now, this is a technique that, quite frankly, and the reason why it is restricted, one of the reasons why it's restricted to the associate member program, is that you should be a beginner, at least, in our form of tantric yoga, and you should have done your self-hypnotic exercises. And so before you do this, and the reason is that self-hypnosis, and is one of our major training exercises, and one of the things that we insist on. And this is, quite frankly, where self-hypnosis is where you get your power. This enables you to actually perform the classic ceremonial magic operations, but you first have to master this. And so this is one of the reasons why these path workings are restricted to associate members. Now, do not play all these programs in continuous sequence. You have a program menu which will direct you to each path when you are ready to experience it. Do not do any more than one each day or night. And after the induction, each path is complete. And with its induction, its special tattoo symbol, and its elemental graphics, etc., and we have some nice graphics for the path. You'll see one of them on the back cover of the video, and then we have the others in the video. So each path is well depicted in graphics. And at the end of each path, when you open your eyes, you will find your attention points listed on the screen. And while your answers. Immediately, otherwise, you should answer immediately, write your answers down immediately, otherwise, you might quickly forget them. These path workings are a form of directed lucid dreaming. You are cautioned against leaving the path and wandering off on your own. This is one reason why attention point intervals are fairly short. Concentrate on what is being presented to you, not on random intrusions. Remember, this is magic, not mysticism. The symbolism presented is all traditional Western esoteric iconography and mythological metaphor. Now, we suggest that you use headphones, turn off your telephone, ensure your privacy, and do your preliminary exercises and deep breathing before taking a comfortable seat in a dim light in front of your TV or computer screen. If your eyes should open after entering the soul door, simply stare at the vortex on the screen and let your eyes close as it takes you back into trance. Do not try to do the path working with your eyes open. The vortex will only get you into a light alpha state. You need to be in a deeper trance to master the path. Now, that is the general instruction, but I have a special instruction here. There's a special instruction for the 32nd path from Malkuth to Yesod, and that's the earth element, by the way. And you will need to know your plant, your tree, or vine in the Celtic tree alphabet from Robert Graves, the White Goddess. And I list these from December 24th all the way down to November 26th to December 22nd. And these are the tree alphabet from Graves' White Goddess, which I suggest that you read. And just for instance, December 24th to January 21st is a birch. January 22nd to February 18th is a rowan, and so on. Now, the reason for that is that you will encounter on that path, you will encounter the sacred grove, and you will go to your plant or your tree, and you will learn the secrets of the dryad of the plant or the tree that apply to you and your birth date period. So you need to know that, and that's also as I say, you need to complete the beginning lessons in our hermetic program before you get into this, so you really have a grasp on it. Let me say that when I put this together back after John had literally blown us away with this full path working the DDM. My attitude toward it then was, well, we'll see how this works, and all that. Oh, boy, it was powerful. So I thought I really started taking it seriously. Now we didn't invent from pathworkers. Now you understand that Florence Farr, who was one of the temple chiefs of the Golden Dawn, and she was also a very famous actress at the time, and she was George Bernard Shaw's significant other, but she developed a pathworking system for the Golden Dawn, and Billy Yates, who was the imperator at the time, he didn't like it. He thought it was too mystical, so she ended up calling it the Sphere Group, and she did it over her digs. But she's the one that started it off in the West, as far as we know. And then before we got started, Basil Wilby, Gareth Knight had Society of Inner Light. They had done some pathworkers, and he published one of them in New Dimensions Red Book, and that was a 32nd path thing. And then I used, following that, I used his 2-volume Guide to Practical Kabbalistic Symbolism. And this is a wonderful book. I think it's still available. It's a 2-volume set. It's the guide the Practical Guide to Kabbalistic Symbolism by Gareth Knight, and what it does is it goes all through the Tree of Life and it lays out all the symbols and interprets them and whatever. So it's really if you want to create a pathworking system, it's sort of your bedrock book. So I used Basil's 2-volume set. and then some of my own, research and whatever. And we came up with, but the main important thing that we had was we had this very, very good hypnotic induction that Kerpol had used, plus this attention point idea. And some people may disagree with me here, but the path workings that I had read and that I had seen beforehand, yeah, sure, they wanted you to learn about yourself, and they wanted you to come back with more esoteric knowledge of yourself and of the relationship to the tree and all that. But they didn't have the attention points weren't quite as emphasized, and they weren't as direct as what Kerpol had. When Kerpol, he would have you come up to something, an object, or a piece of architecture, or a being, or an entity, or something like this, and then you would confront this, and you would be told that this entity, or this object, or this inscription is going to give you inner knowledge. You're going to remember it. And then you'd be given a pause point, and you would remember it. And this went all the way through to remembering past lives and a whole spectrum of things. But it's this direct confrontation and this direct involvement, interaction, that makes the Kerpol system so effective and makes it an actual initiation. So that's it's a secret ingredient, but it certainly is the meat of the pathworking system, providing that your symbolism and your mythology is appropriate and of course I think backing ourselves up with Uranite and all the rest of the knowledge, I think we've managed to do that. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about these paths, the way we do them. Now, for instance, on the 32nd path, we start off on the 32nd path, and we go through the soul door, through the mirror, into the cavern of the gnomes, and we go into the realm of the earth element, and we confront various aspects of what you might find in a cavern, and obtain knowledge from jewels, and then we cross the river of time. And we go, this gets us from real time, as we measure it, into geological time. And by the time we do that, and we cross the river, we can then converse with the gnomes, because they move very, 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 very slowly, as you can imagine. So once we slow down, we get to the realm of the gnomes, and we can talk to the gnomes. And we learn, about the secrets of the earth element. And then we come back up out of the cavern and go through the ancient forest of fear. And that's a lot of us don't realize, we don't know that much about history some these days, but way back in what we used to call the Dark Ages, from the fall of the Roman Empire about 500 A.D. all the way up to about 900 A.D., Europe was covered with a very big, dark oak forest. Now, this forest extended all the way from the Russian steppes all the way over to the west coast of Ireland. And this forest was a natural home for us Europeans, And we hunted there and lived there. And it was also a fearsome place because it had our memories of witches and werewolves and trolls and things that go bump in the night. Anyway, so you go through the forest of fear, and then you find the tree elf. You know, you find the sacred grove, and you find your tree, and then you go on up out of the forest of fear up to this stone dolmen, which represents the symbol of Saturn. And then you confront the Colossus, if you saw it, out in the Gulf of Depeche, this huge stone statue that stretches up. Oh, boy. And the great globe, like Atlas, holding up the world on top of this. This is a traditional image of Yasod, of course. And then the globe on top, the huge globe, which you'll go up into, this is the sphere of memory, and all this is appropriate symbolism for Yasod. And that's where you will go in and discover one of your past lives. And so that's the adventure awaiting you on the 32nd path. Now, over on the 31st path, you go through into the land of fire, and you cross the this natural bridge in this desert. See, it's hot, and you have cinder cones blazing, and it's this river of lava, hot lava, flows under a natural bridge like a big bow, and you go across that, and you are surrounded by the salamanders, these creatures of fire that come up from the boiling lava below, you know, and you converse with the salamanders, and you find your experience with the fire element. And you go from there to the Valley of the Bones, and you go all the way back through the history of the world and the stratified areas and the bones of the old sea creatures and the dinosaurs and whatever. And then you come across some mysterious human-type bones. Oh, yes, that's really mysterious. Then you go out into the desert and you visit the City of the Dead. And there's the city, this is a necropolis, the city of tombs. And you go into a tomb, and from that tomb you go up through a slot in the stone wall that is a sight hole for a star, and it's your star, and you go off and you visit your star, and that's an experience. And then you go on to the, after you return from your star, you go on to the Library of the Ages. Now this is on top of a huge mesa, is this library that contains all the wisdom of the world and the universe. And there's no way up, though, except by this elevator that comes down, this chain as a set of scales. And I'm not going to tell you how you managed to do this, because that's part of it. But if you manage to do this properly, you can get up to the top and get into the library. And then, of course, when you get in the library, you find books on your own lifetime or past lifetimes, and you find all sorts of secrets. And you can converse with the great heads of the past and the wisdom that they have for you. And so that's the experience for Hod. And then over here on the 29th path, Netzach, that's the water path. And we go out to the, come down on the reef with the moonlight, bright moonlight, and the coral reef. And we go and we free dive down into the coral reef and swim through the coral canyons, and we converse with the Undines, and we get to know our particular relationship with the water element. And we come up, and a team of dolphins pulls a sled, and we climb aboard, and we go off to this dark island that is all covered with jungle, and in the middle of this this island is the Temple of the Dark Mother. And that's a pretty scary thing, actually, but something you want to do. The temple has a mysterious message for you. There are carvings all around the temple that are going to give you some insights. And then, after that, you can purify yourself in the north side of the island in the Lagoon of Unborn Souls. And you go down to these beautiful souls, these beautiful unborn souls in pearl oysters, and you get to commune with a beautiful unborn innocent soul. And this, of course, purifies you after all of the muck and whatever. And you go on from there, pick up your dolphin and sled, go on from there to the Temple of Venus, which is the island of Tsunk, a beautiful temple of Astarte, and you find Astarte inside this beautiful jade-covered temple, and she's about 50 feet tall, and she's sitting there, and it's translucent, sitting in a pool of living water under the sauna, and all of her psychic centers are illuminated, and you actually enter the body of the goddess and go up through her psychic centers, and she gives you a revelation that is inspiring. And then you return, of course, to the reef and back up through back into the temple. So this gives you an idea of what occurs in these path workings. And air, of course, which is the first one you do. Air we think it's easiest. It's usually the one we start off with, and that's what you should do. You should start off with air. Air. We go to the Tower of the Winds. Now, there really is a Tower of the Winds. And there are four traditional classical winds: Boreas, Eurus, Zephyrus, and Notus. And these four classical winds are in this. They're up there on top of this tower, and you get up and make your plea to the gods of the winds, and they will. They will carry you up to the realm of the sylphs, which is up in the clouds in the beautiful crystal palace of Perel, the queen of the sylphs. And all the sylphs are up, in a flock, beautiful fairy-like creatures with gossamer wings, and they'll tell you the secrets of the air element, and then you go have your, and they'll convey you, and you go have your audience with Peralta. And she gives you some wisdom, and you return. So these are the four elements. These are the four paths of the elements that you're going to be exploring in this program. And then at the end of the program, we show you Kusar's boat, and this is the magical boat that we use for advanced path workers. Because once you have done one of these paths, and then when you want to go higher on the tree, you have to pass over the path you've already, done, and you shouldn't have to walk to do that. So what we have developed is, based on some very, very ancient ideas, is a boat, an ibis boat that spreads its wings, and it flies over the paths you've already done, and then lands you, so you can do the paths, the higher paths of the tree. So we'll give you a glimpse of Kusar's boat and show you that at the end. But naturally, those are for future work. Now this gives you a pretty good idea of what these paths comprise. But I would like to tell you a little bit about how we did this. We actually set up the camera and the lighting and everything, and had shot footage at Monsovat Temple with me sitting in the, you know, in the throne in the east and the soul door in the west, and put the tantras in there and everything. And then we used a fair amount of CGI to get everything to nicely segued in and illuminated and everything. But then one of the main hurdles to overcome in this was the sound, because when I'm narrating this script, I'm doing it in a low hypnotic tone of voice, and I'm suggesting that you move on toward the next attention point, and this, of course, is very low, and any hissing noise that would through my voice would have to be eliminated, because when you're talking in such a very low tone of voice, there is a situation where you sometimes there's a little bit of a hiss. And so Mitch, our cameraman and editor, he spent at least half of the time in editing massaging the sound to get it all even. And of course, you know, we're running a drone over the sound to tie it all together and keep this hypnotic mood going. So a lot of time and effort went into getting the sound right on this, which I'm sure you'll appreciate once you get into it. The other thing that I think you ought to consider is that this program will be much, much more effective if you do your preliminary exercises that we've been talking about first. And yet, at the same time, because you can do these over again, you know, you can do them until you get them right. And so, consequently, this is going to be a valuable resource, I think. Now, as far as the Associate Member Program is concerned, what we did was we established a new email address. And the new email address is, what is it? It's hermeticmagic@gmail.com. That's HERMETICMAGIC @gmail.com. Now, you want to join the Associate Member Program, and I certainly encourage you to do so. What we want you to do is write to us at that address. That's hermeticmagic@gmail.com, and send us a letter about yourself. Tell us, you know, how old you are and what you what your interest is in magic and what you'd like to accomplish. And what? Yeah, it's magic with a K. It's hermetic magic, MAGICK, at gmail.com. And tell us about yourself and what experience you've had, what you want to get out of magic, and what you think that you would like to accomplish, and give us an idea of what your aspirations are and what you've been up to and whatever. And then if that's okay and we feel like you can get something out of this at all, then we'll be sure to give us your surface mail address. Your surface mail address, so we can mail you, surface mail, an application. And we'll mail you an application, and And that'll, you know, that application, we want your photograph and you fill out the application and sign our little agreement. And it's not anything terrible. It's just, you know, just we just want to know that you'll, you know, be responsible and not do anything that's or not have done something or plan on doing something that would embarrass us and you, and go ahead and sign the application, send us in a $10 money order or check, and make it out to the Church of the Hermetic Sciences, of course. And we will then, we get that, and if that looks okay and everything looks fine, we'll send you out your membership kit. And your membership kit will include a 90-minute DVD, The Rites of Magic, which shows you most of our operations. It doesn't show you the Galatia operation. That's another video, but of course, virtually everything else, including an Enochian Watchtower opening. And that will then we have a booklet, a membership booklet. We have a set of coupons, and this is a heck of a good deal. You get, as an associate member, you get 50% off on all of our videos and our books. Now, we have some beautiful books. We have the Secrets of the Golden Dawn Cipher Manuscript, the Book of Solomon's Magic, seasonal ceremony books. We have our journal, the Seventh Ray, which is the, one of the, you know, the leading occult journals in the world. And we have the Dark Mirror of Magic. We have Book of Solomon. We have, of course, the Magic of Solomon video is a classic. And we have all of these, including Beyond Lemuria, our science fiction film, and all of these available for half price, and we pay the postage, and you can't beat this. I mean, really. So you get that as an associate member, so it's really a bargain. And then, of course, you'll get your lessons, and after you get your lessons under your belt, then you go ahead and order your pathworking video and get on into that. And so this is a great program, and it is, you know, and you know, you really, you can belong, it's fine with us if you belong to a Golden Dawn group, or you belong to the OTO, or you belong to, BOTA, or whatever account group, that's okay, that's fine, we don't mind. In fact, that's good. But we're a little bit leery of people belonging to satanic groups, and we don't want anything politically, you know, subversive or anything like that. But just about anything else is fine. So we want you to go ahead and help us out with this and get in the program. And we have a beautiful website that is interactive. And once you join, you get a password and you get into that, and then you can interact with other members. And we've got a couple of temples going around the country. And in fact, we'll be talking about next week. We will be talking about what's going on in one of our temples back east, and we'll give you a lowdown on that. They're going to do a seasonal, and there'll be some initiations. And we'll give you a lowdown on what's going on back on the eastern seaboard. And so that's what's in store for next week. And you know, seasonal is coming up. And that is for our fall equinox is the Festival of Seven Gates. That's the goddess Astarte's descent into the underworld. It's like Ishtar's descent into the underworld, but it's more like Salome's dance of the seven veils. And that is coming up on September 22nd. And that, of course, is all of those seasonal ceremonies are covered in our book, Seasonal Ceremonies of Volunastarte, and that's available. So, We have a great program, and I'm really looking forward to getting this pathworking video out to you folks, but you got to do a little work first. But believe me, the work's worth it, and the pathworking videos. We had a lot of enjoyment making these things, and I'm sure you're going to have some enjoyment enjoying them. So we'll see you next week, and meanwhile, good magic.